So tonight I'm speaking about my book, Human Devolution. And we are very honored this evening to have here the publisher of the book, Mr. Zdravko Čikuša. And his wife. They're here with us this evening. Thank you. So his publishing company, Stari Grad, has published two of my books, this one and The Hidden History of the Human Race.
Njegova izdavačka kuća Stari Grad izdala je dvije moje knjige, ovu i Skrivena povijest ljudske rase.
And he's been kind enough to make an arrangement with Croatian National Television for me to be here to tape two television programs about these books.
I bio toliko ljubazan da uredi isto tako i dva nastupanja na televiziji.
So I'm very grateful to him for that as well.
Tako da sam mu na tome iznimno zahvalan.
So I will start by chanting a verse from Bhagavad Gita.
Počećemo pjevajući stih iz Bhagavad Gita.
Now the translation.
Živa su bića u ovom uvjetovanom svijetu moji vječni odvojeni djeliči. Zbog uvjetovana života teško se bore sa šest osjetila u koja se obraja i um.
And now part of the purport by Srila Prabhupada.
A sada je dio smisla Srila Prabhupada. Svako živo biće kao individualna duša ima svoju osnovnu individualnost i mali oblike neovisnosti. Krivim korištenjem te neovisnosti osoba postaje uvjetovana duša. Uvjetovana duša prekrivena je materijalnim tijelom, s umom i osjetanjima, a kada je oslobođena kada se oslobodi materijalnog prekrivača, duhovno tijelo može se očitovati u svojoj individualnom kapacitetu.
So this means originally we are eternal souls and then we come down from that position and we become covered by mind and matter in the form of the bodily senses.
To znači da smo izvorno mi vječne duše, ali smo sišli sa te pozicije i sada smo prekriveni umom i osjetilima. Umom i materijom, odnosno tjelesnim osjetilima.
So this idea of devolution comes from the Bhagavad Gita.
Dakle, ta čitava zamisao devolucije dolazi iz Bhagavad Gita.
We come down from our original spiritual position.
Mi silazimo sa svoje izvorne duhovne pozicije.
And become covered by mind and matter.
I prekriva nas um i materija.
Charles Darwin and his followers have a different idea.
No, Charles Darwin i njegovi sljedbenici imali su malo drugačiju ideju.
Some of my devotee friends tell me, Druta Karma Prabhu, maybe you are a reincarnation of Charles Darwin.
Neki moji prijatelji mi kažu, Druta Karma Prabhu, možda si ti reinkarnacija Charlesa Darwina.
And you've had to take birth again to correct your mistake.
I morao si se ponovno roditi da popraviš svoju grešku.
And that's why you have to travel all around the world giving these lectures.
I zato moraš putovati po čitavom svijetu i držati ta predavanja.
Instead of chanting Hare Krishna like a nice devotee.
Umjesto da kao dobar bhakta mantraš Hare Krishna.
So the Darwinists say we are just a combination of chemicals.
Darwinisti kažu da smo mi samo kombinacija kemikalija.
And our body is the result of a purely materialistic process of evolution.
Naša tijela su rezultat čisto materijalnog procesa evolucije.
and our consciousness and thoughts and feelings are all just the result of combinations of chemicals in the brain.
Naše misli i osjećaji samo su proizvod kombinacije kemikalija u mozgu.
So really we are just a combination of chemicals.
Mi smo dakle samo kombinacija kemikalija.
You know, there isn't any soul.
Ne postoji duša.
No God.
Ne postoji Bog.
So what I'm saying is that's not true.
Ono što ja želim reći je da to nije istina.
We did not evolve up from matter.
Mi nismo evoluirali iz materije.
Instead, we have devolved or come down from pure consciousness or spirit.
Već smo devoluirali, odnosno sišli iz čiste svjesnosti, odnosno duha.
And in this book, I have tried to explain this truth in scientific and philosophical terms.
I u ovoj knjizi ja sam pokušao to dokazati tu istinu filozofskim istinama.
So, why is it necessary to explain these things in scientific and philosophical terms?
Zašto je važno objasniti te istine znanstvenim i filozofskim terminima?
According to the Vedic epistemology, there are two paths of knowledge.
Prema vedskoj epistemologiji postoje dva puta znanja.
One is called the ascending path of knowledge.
Jedan se zove uzlazni put znanja.
It is based on two pramanas or kinds of evidence.
I temelji se na dvije pramane, odnosno dokaza.
Pratyaksha, which means sense perception.
Pratyaksha, što znači osjetilno opažanje.
And the second pramana is anumana, logical inference.
A sljedeća je anumana, odnosno logičko zaključivanje.
So this is the path of knowledge followed by modern scientists.
To je put znanja koji slijede suvremeni znanstvenici.
So if modern scientists want to know something about the history of humanity, they dig into the ground.
Ako znanstvenici nešto žele znati o povijesti čovječanstva, oni kopaju u tlo.
They find some stones and bones.
Pronađu neko kamenje i kosti.
They study them with their senses.
Proučavaju ih svojim osjetilima.
Then they think about it with their mind.
Razmišljaju o tome svojim umom.
And they try to make some logical conclusion.
Pokušavaju doći do nekih logičkih zaključaka.
Such as human beings evolved from apes.
Kao recimo ljudska bića su evoluirala iz majmuna.
But such conclusions are not very certain.
No, takvi zaključci nisu baš sigurni.
The senses that we use to study the stones and bones are imperfect.
Osjetila koja koristimo da bismo proučavali te kosti i kamenje nesavršena su.
And the mind that we use for logic is also imperfect.
A isto tako je nesavršen i um koji primjenjujemo prilikom logike.
The mind can make mistakes.
Um može pogriješiti.
It can become illusioned.
Može pasti u iluziju.
So, the conclusions arrived at by this method are not very certain.
I zaključci do kojih se dolazi ovim metodama nisu prilično sigurni.
So, as devotees of Krishna, we follow a different path of knowledge. It is called the descending path of knowledge.
Kao Krišćani bhakte mi slijedimo drugi put znanja koji se zove silazni put znanja.
And it is also based on a pramana or kind of evidence.
Također se temelji na pramani, odnosno jednoj vrsti dokaza.
It is called shabda, transcendental sound.
A zove se shabda, transcendentalni zvuk.
So this transcendental sound comes from a perfect source of knowledge.
Taj transcendentalni zvuk dolazi od savršenog izvora znanja.
God, Krishna.
Boga, Krishna.
So if I want to know something about the history of humanity, I just read the Srimad Bhagavatam.
Ako ja želim nešto saznati o povijesti čovječanstva, samo čitam Srimad Bhagavatam.
I do not need to dig into the ground to find stones and bones.
Ne moram kopati u zemlju da bih pronašao kosti i kamenje.
But the problem is, not everyone today accepts shabda as evidence.
No, problem je u tome što ne prihvaćaju svi danas šabdu kao dokaz.
They accept sense evidence and logic.
Prihvaćaju osjetilno opažanje i logiku.
So for me, whatever Krishna says is enough.
Meni je sve što Krishna kaže sasvim dovoljno.
But for other people, Srila Prabhupada said, sometimes we must use pratyaksha, sense evidence, and anumana, logic, in the service of shabda, transcendental knowledge.
No, za druge ljude, kaže Srila Prabhupada, ponekad možemo koristiti pratyakshu, odnosno osjetilno opažanje, i anumanu, logiku, da u službi šabde.
That's what I've done in this book.
I to sam učinio u ovoj knjizi.
I've used material evidence and logic in the service of transcendental knowledge.
Materijalne dokaze i logiku iskoristio sam u službu transcendentalnog znanja.
The complete title of the book is Human Devolution, a Vedic Alternative to Darwin's Theory.
Potpuni naziv knjige je Ljudska devolucija, vedska alternativa Darwinovoj teoriji.
So the first thing I tried to show in the book is that we really do need an alternative.
Ono što želim pokazati u svojoj knjizi prvenstveno je to da uistinu trebamo alternativu.
Let's consider what the Darwinists say.
Vidimo što kažu darvinisti.
They say life began on Earth about 2 billion years ago.
Oni kažu da je život na Zemlji počeo prije 2 milijarde godina.
They say the first apes and monkeys came into existence about 40 million years ago.
Prvi majmuni došli su prije 40 milijuna godina.
They say the first ape men came into existence about 6 million years ago.
Prvi čovjekoliki majmun je nastao prije 6 milijuna godina.
And finally they say human beings like us came into existence about 100,000 years ago.
A ljudska bića poput nas došla su prije 100,000 godina.
And they say all of the physical evidence supports this evolutionary picture of human origins.
I također kažu da svi dokazi potvrđuju tu sliku ljudskog podrijetla.
But the Srimad Bhagavatam says something different.
No, Srimad Bhagavatam kaže nešto drugo.
The Srimad Bhagavatam says that humans have existed since the beginning of life on earth.
Srimad Bhagavatam kaže da ljudska bića postoje od početka života na zemlji.
The scientists will say, your Srimad Bhagavatam may say that, but all the physical evidence supports this idea.
znanstvenici će nam reći, pa možda vaš Šrimad Bhagavatam to kaže, ali svi dokazi potkrepljuju ovu ideju.
But when I did 8 years of research into the whole history of archaeology, I found something different.
No, istražujući 8 godina čitavu povijest arheologije, ja sam pronašao nešto drugo.
Over the past 150 years, archaeologists have discovered much evidence showing that humans have existed throughout this entire period of time.
Tijekom proteklih 150 godina arheolozi su pronašli mnogo dokaza koji pokazuju da su ljudska bića postojala čitav ovaj period.
I documented this evidence in this book, Forbidden Archaeology.
I ti dokazi dokumentirani su u ovoj knjizi Zabranjena arheologija.
This book is 900 pages long.
Ona ima 900 stranica.
So we made a shorter edition of the book called The Hidden History of the Human Race.
Pa smo napravili skraćeno izdanje koje se zove Skrivena povijest ljudske vrste.
And this book is now published in 20 languages.
I ona je sada izdana u 20 jezika.
There's the French edition.
Evo francuskog izdanja.
The Russian.
Ruskog.
The Croatian.
Hrvatskog.
And this is the Bulgarian.
Ovo je Bugarska.
Yes, Srila Prabhupada said we should preach to the intelligent class of monkey.
Srila Prabhupada rekao da trebamo propovedati inteligentnoj vrsti majmuna.
Now the evidence I speak about in these books is not very well known because of a process of knowledge filtration.
Dokazi o kojima govorim u ovoj knjizi nisu baš poznati zbog procesa koji se zove filtracija znanja.
And we can call this blue box the knowledge filter.
Ovaj filter znanja možemo nazvati plavom kutijom.
It represents the fixed ideas most scientists now have about this question of human origins.
Ona predstavlja utemeljene ideje koje znanstvenici imaju o tom pitanju ljudskog podrijetla.
So reports of evidence that conform to these fixed ideas will pass through this intellectual filter very easily.
Dokazi koje potkrepljuju te utemeljene ideje će sasvim lako proći kroz ovaj filter znanja.
That means students will read about this evidence in their textbooks.
Što znači da će studenti čitati o tim dokazima u svojim udžbenicima.
And people will see scientists talking about it on television.
I znanstvenici će pričati o tome na televiziji.
If they go to the local museum, they will see the artifacts.
Ako odu u lokalni muzej, vidjet će isto tako i izložene predmete.
But reports of evidence that radically contradict these fixed ideas are filtered out.
No, dokazi koji se radikalno suprotstavljaju tim ustaljenim idejama se filtriraju.
And that means people don't hear very much about this evidence.
Što znači da ljudi o njima ne čuju baš puno toga.
Now, I could give you hundreds of examples.
Mogao bih vam dati stotinu primjera.
But I'll mention just two.
Ali spomenut ću samo dva.
In the 19th century, gold was discovered in California.
U 19. stoljeću u Kaliforniji je otkriveno zlato.
And to get the gold, miners dug tunnels into the sides of mountains.
I kako bi pronašli zlato, rudari su iskopali tunel do središta planine.
Yeah, this mountain is called Table Mountain.
Ova planina možemo slobodno prevesti kao Ravna planina.
And deep inside the tunnels in the solid rock, the miners found human skeletons and human artifacts.
I duboko u središtu planine rudari su pronašli ljudske predmete i ljudske kosture.
For example, they found many of these stone mortars and pestles.
Na primjer, pronašli su mnogo ovih kamenih predmeta za mljevenje.
And you may ask yourself, what were the ancient people doing with these things?
И можете се питате, па што су ти древни луѓе радили с тим стварима?
Maybe they were grinding tilak for the brahmachari ashram.
Možda su mljeli tilak za brahmachari ashram.
Or spices for the Sunday feast.
Ili začine za gospu.
The human bones and artifacts were found in layers of solid rock that belonged to the early part of the geological period called the Eocene.
Dakle, ljudske kosti i ljudski predmeti pronađeni su u stijenama koje pripadaju ranom razdoblju geološkog razdoblja Eocena.
That means they are about 50 million years old.
Što znači da su stari oko 50 milijuna godina.
Now for a Darwinist scientist, this is beyond imagination.
Za darviniste to nadilazi svaku maštu.
But for a Vedic archaeologist, it's not surprising at all.
No, vedskom arheologu to uopće nije iznenađujuće.
Now these discoveries were reported to the scientific world by Dr. Whitney.
Ta otkrića je znanstvenom svijetu otkrio Dr. Whitney.
He was the chief government geologist of California.
On je bio glavni geolog za Kaliforniju.
But we don't hear about these discoveries today.
No, danas ne saznajemo ništa o tim otkrićima.
That's because of this process of knowledge filtration.
To je zbog tog procesa filtracije znanja.
This is Dr. Holmes, an anthropologist.
Ovo je Dr. Holmes, antropolog.
He said, if Dr. Whitney had understood the theory of human evolution, he would not have published those discoveries.
On je rekao da je Dr. Whitney razumio teoriju ljudske evolucije, on ne bi objavio te pronalaske.
In other words, if the facts did not support the theory of evolution, they had to be pushed aside.
Drugim riječima, ako neki dokazi nisu potkrepljivali teoriju evolucije, oni bi se stavljali na stranu.
And that's what happened.
I upravo se to dogodilo.
But some of the artifacts from the California gold mines are still in the collection of the Museum of Anthropology at the University of California at Berkeley.
No, ipak, neki predmeti koji su pronađeni u rudnicima zlata nalaze se još uvijek u Kalifornijskom sveučilištu Berkeley.
So, a few years ago, I was doing some research about these artifacts for a paper that I presented at a meeting of the World Archaeological Congress.
I prije nekoliko godina istraživao sam te predmete za jedan rad koji sam pisao za Međunarodni kongres arheologa.
That's the world's largest international organization of archaeologists.
To je najveća svjetska međunarodna organizacija arheologa.
So these artifacts are not shown to the public.
I ti predmeti ne pokazuju se javnosti.
They're not even kept in the museum itself.
Čak se niti ne čuvaju u samom muzeju.
They're kept in a storage building several kilometers from the museum.
Već u jednoj zgradi koja se nalazi nekoliko kilometara dalje od muzeja.
But I got permission to study them and photograph them.
No, dobio sam dopuštenje da ih proučim i fotografiram.
And these are some of the 50 million year old human artifacts from the California gold mines.
I evo nekih predmeta starih više od 50 milijuna godina iz kalifornijskih zlatnih rudnika.
By studying the maps of Dr. Whitney, we were able to go into the mountains of California and find some of the places where these objects were discovered.
I proučavajući karte doktora Whitneya mogli smo otići na neka mjesta gdje su pronađeni ti predmeti.
This is Table Mountain as it looks today.
Dakle, to je ova ravna planina kako izgleda danas.
And we found some of the old mining tunnels where these objects were originally discovered.
I pronašli smo neke stare tunele u kojima su pronađeni ti predmeti.
So maybe it will be possible to find more of these things there.
Možda će biti moguće pronaći još takvih stvari.
In the year 1862, a scientific journal called The Geologist published an interesting report.
1862. godine znanstveni list Geolog izdao je zanimljiv članak.
A human skeleton was found about 30 meters below the surface of the ground.
Pronađen je ljudski kostur kojih 30 metara ispod tla.
Above the skeleton was a thick layer of slate rock.
Iznad kostura nalazio se debel sloj kamena škriljevca.
And that layer of rock was unbroken.
I on nije bio slomljen.
According to geologists, the layer here where the skeleton was found is about 300 million years old.
Prema geolozima, kamen na kojem je pronađen kostur star je 30 miliona godina.
That's from before the time of the dinosaurs.
Prije razdoblja dinosaura.
Some people will ask, what about genetics, DNA, molecular biology?
Neki ljudi će pitati, pa što je s genetikom, s DNA i s molekularnom biologijom?
Haven't scientists proved the theory of evolution by these methods?
Zar nisu znanstvenici dokazali teoriju evolucije tim metodama?
No, they haven't.
Ne, nisu.
But the first thing they would have to say is that the first living thing self-organized from chemicals.
Prva stvar koju će reći je da se prvo živo biće samo organiziralo iz kemikalija.
Now you read this in every biology textbook. Life self-organized from chemicals.
To ćete pročitati u svakom udžbeniku iz biologije. Život se organizirao sam iz kemikalija.
You know, it's presented as a fact.
I to se predstavlja kao činjenica.
But the real fact is, no scientist can tell us exactly which chemicals combined in exactly which way to form exactly which first living thing.
No, niti jedan znanstvenik ne može reći koje točno kemikalije se, su se spojile na točno način, na koji način da bi se stvorilo prvo živo biće.
So this idea that life self-organized from chemicals is just a belief.
Stoga je ta ideja da se život organizirao sam iz kemikalija samo vjerovanje.
It is not a demonstrated scientific fact.
To nije znanstvena činjenica.
But let's grant the existence of some first single-celled living thing.
Ali argumente radi možemo recimo reći da je postojala prvo jednostanično živo biće.
Then we have to ask this question.
Onda moramo postaviti sljedeće pitanje.
How did that first single-celled organism turn itself into something like a human being with trillions of cells organized in very complex structures?
Kako je to jednostanično biće kako je to jednostanično biće nastalo ljudsko biće sa bilionima stanica koje organiziraju koje djeluje kao jedinstveni organizam?
Yeah, such as the human eye.
Kao na primjer ljudsko oko.
The Darwinist will say it happened by evolution.
Darwinisti će reći da se to dogodilo evolucijom.
But what does that mean?
No, što to znači?
Well, it means, according to their theory, long ago there must have existed some simple animal that did not have a developed eye.
Prema njihovoj teoriji, to znači da je nekad davno postojala neka životinja koja nije imala razvijeno oko.
Then there must have been some change in its genetic structure.
Zatim mora da je došlo do neke promjene u njezinoj genetskoj strukturi.
And that resulted in the first step towards a more developed eye.
I što je predstavljalo prvi korak prema razvijenijem oku.
And then there must have been a second change in its genetic structure.
Zatim mora da je došlo do druge promjene u njezinoj genetskoj strukturi.
That resulted in the next step towards a developed eye.
Što je predstavljalo drugi korak u razvijenjem oku, prema razvijenjem oku.
And then a third change in the genetic structure, a fourth, a fifth.
Zatim treća, četvrta, peta promjena u genetskoj strukturi.
And so on over many millions of years.
I tako je to trajalo mnogo milijuna godina.
Until finally you get the human eye.
Dok konačno nismo dobili ljudsko oko.
And they say that's what happened.
I oni kažu da se to upravo to dogodilo.
But if you ask them, can you tell me what was the genetic structure of that primitive animal?
No, ako ih upitamo, možete li mi reći koja je bila genetska struktura te primitivne životinje?
And if we ask, can you tell us exactly what those genetic changes were step by step over millions of years?
I upitamo li ih, možete li nam reći koje su bile te genetske promjene korak po korak tokom tih milijuna godina?
They cannot give any answer like that.
Oni ne mogu pružiti nikakav odgovor.
So, this idea that the complex structures of the human being are the result of a long series of genetic changes is a belief.
Stoga je ta teorija da je da su razvijeni oblici života nastali postepenim procesom evolucije zapravo je samo vjerovanje.
It's not a demonstrated scientific fact.
To nije prikazana znanstvena činjenica, dokazana znanstvena činjenica.
So there is a lot of fossil evidence that contradicts the theory of evolution.
Postoji mnogo fosilnih dokaza koji su kontradikcija teorije evolucije.
And the current theory of human evolution has not been proven by genetics.
I genetika nije dokazala trenutnu teoriju evolucije.
So this means we need some alternative explanation.
Što znači da nam je potrebna neka, da nam je potrebno neko alternativno objašnjenje.
And in this book I've offered a Vedic alternative to Darwin's theory.
I u ovoj knjizi ja sam ponudio vedsku alternativu Darwinovoj teoriji.
Now before we ask the question, where did human beings come from? We should first of all ask the question, what is a human being?
Prije nego postavimo pitanje odakle su došli ljudska bića, moramo postaviti pitanje što u stvari jeste ljudsko biće.
And we should know what it is we're trying to explain.
Moramo znati što to jest što pokušavamo objasniti.
So today many scientists will say a human being is just a combination of chemicals.
Danas će mnogi znanstvenici reći da je ljudsko biće samo kombinacija kemikalija.
But if we look at all the evidence that science gives us, we will see it's more logical to say that a human being is made of three things.
No, ako pogledamo sve dokaze, vidjet ćemo da je logičnije reći da se ljudsko biće sastoji od tri stvari.
Yes, matter, that's part of what a human being is.
Da, materija, to je ono čega je ljudsko biće sastavljeno.
But beyond that, there's a subtle mind element.
No, ponad toga tu je i subtilni element uma.
And beyond that, there's the element of consciousness or spirit.
A ponad toga je element svjesnosti ili duha.
There's evidence for the existence of mind and consciousness, but it's been subjected to this process of knowledge filtration.
Postoje dokazi o postojanju svjesnosti i uma, ali su prošli kroz ovaj proces filtracije znanja.
So, is there any evidence for a subtle mind element associated with the human organism that can act on ordinary matter in ways we can't explain by our current laws of physics?
Dakle, postoji li neki dokaz da um može djelovati na materiju koji nije objašnjen našim tehnologičnim zakonima?
Now, there is such evidence. I'll mention two kinds of evidence.
Postoje takvi dokazi, a ja ću spomenuti dvije vrste dokaza.
So this is Robert John. He was head of the engineering department at Princeton University.
Ovo je Robert John, on je bio pročelnik Brinsovskog sveučilišta za inženjerstvo.
He and his colleagues did experiments with random number generators.
On i njegovi kolege radili su eksperimente sa generatorom slučajnih brojeva.
So a random number generator is a computer-like machine that will generate a random series of zeros and ones.
Dakle, generator slučajnih brojeva je stroj nalik kompjuteru koji će stavljati niz brojeva od ništice i jedinica.
If you let the machine run by itself, it will generate 50% zeros, 50% ones.
Ako pustite stroju da samo bavi posao, onda će on stvoriti 50% nula i 50% jedinica.
But John asked students from the university to sit in front of these machines and then simply will mentally that, for example, they produce more ones than zeros or more zeros than ones.
No, John je zamolio svoje studente da stanu ispred tog stroja i da požele mentalno da stroj stvori više jedinica nego nula ili više nula nego jedinica.
So these experiments have gone on for 10 years.
Ti eksperimenti provode se već 10 godina.
And the experimenters find that the subjects are actually able to do it.
I istraživanja pokazuju da su osobe stvarno uspjele to učiniti.
They can cause the machines to generate more ones than zeros, more zeros than ones, just by their mental intention.
Strojevi su samo zbog njihove mentalne namjere uspjeli generirati više jedinica nego nula ili više nula nego jedinica.
Some interesting experiments in extrasensory perception are being carried out at universities in Europe.
Neka europska sveučilišta provode zanimljiva istraživanja o izvanosjetilnom opažanju.
They're called the Ganzfeld extrasensory perception experiments.
Oni se zovu Ganzfeldovi pokusi izvanosjetilnog opažanja.
In these experiments, one person called a receiver is put into a very relaxed state.
U tim pokusima jedna osoba koja se zove primatelj stavljena je u jako opušteno stanje.
At another location, another person called a sender looks at a picture randomly selected by computer.
Na nekom drugom mjestu druga osoba koja se zove pošiljatelj promatra sliku koju je slučajno izabrao kompjuter.
And that person tries to send the image mentally to the receiver.
I ta osoba pokušava mentalno poslati tu sliku primatelju.
Now, after each trial, the receiver is shown four pictures, one of which is the actual target image.
Nakon svakog dijela primatelju se pokazuju četiri slike, od kojih je jedna upravo ona koja se njemu mentalno slala.
Now, if there is nothing unusual going on, then if you run this experiment thousands of times, you would expect the receiver to pick the correct image one time out of four, 25% of the time.
Dakle, ako se ništa čudnog ne događa, onda ćete očekivati da će na 1000 pokušaja primatelj primati četvrtinu puta pogoditi točno u sliku.
But the experimenters find that the receivers pick the correct image at a rate far greater than 25%.
No, pokusi su pokazali da su primatelji pogodili o kojoj se svi radi, postotak je bio puno veći nego što se očekivalo.
So it appears that these people, some of them, they can see things at a distance.
Dakle, čini se da neki ljudi mogu vidjeti stvari na daljinu.
Now, in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna gives Uddhava a list of mystic powers.
U 11. pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatama gospodin Krishna Uddhavi opisuje mistične moći.
One of them is called Durdarshan.
Jedna od njih zove se Durdarshan.
So Durdarshan is a Sanskrit word.
Durdarshan je sanskritska riječ.
Dur means far away.
Dur znači daleko.
Darshan means to see.
Darshan znači vidjeti.
So this is a genuine mystic power.
Dakle, to je istinska mistična moć.
That some people have.
Koje neki ljudi imaju.
Actually, the Bhagavad Gita, as we know it, was acquired by this Durdarshan power.
Zapravo, Bhagavad Gita, kako mi znamo, bila je primljena putem te moći Durdarshana.
Sanjaya used his Durdarshan power to hear what Krishna was telling Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Sanjaya je koristio tu moć Durdarshana da bi čuo što Krishna govori Arjuni na bojnom polju Kurukshetra.
He could see and hear what was going on.
Mogao je vidjeti i čuti što se događa.
And he explained all this to the blind king, Dhritarashtra.
I sve to objasnio slijepom kralju Dhritarashtra.
So it appears that some ordinary people have this power as well.
Izgleda da i neki obični ljudi imaju tu moć.
So, if we want to talk about human origins, we can't just talk about the chemicals.
Ako želimo govoriti o podrijetlu ljudskih bića, ne možemo govoriti samo o materiji.
We also have to talk about this subtle mind element with its mystic powers.
Moramo govoriti i o ovom suptilnom elementu uma s njegovim mističnim moćima.
Is there any evidence for a conscious self that can exist apart from the body?
Postoji li ikakav dokaz o svjesnom jastvu koje može postojati neovisno od tijela?
There is such evidence.
Postoji takav dokaz.
One category of such evidence is out of body experiences.
Jedna kategorija takvih dokaza su van tjelesna iskustva.
There are times when a person should be completely unconscious.
Postoje trenuci kada bi osoba trebala biti potpuno nesvjesna.
For example, during a heart attack, the heart stops beating.
Na primjer, za vrijeme srčanog udara srce prestaje kucati.
Blood stops flowing to the brain.
Krv prestaje teći u mozak.
Medical instruments show that the brain waves stop.
Instrumenti pokazuju da su stali moždani valovi.
At such a time, a person should be unconscious.
U tim trenucima osoba bi trebala biti nesvjesna.
But many people in this condition report separating from their bodies and looking down and seeing what the doctors and nurses are doing.
No, mnogi ljudi su kažu da su izašli iz tijela i vidjeli što su liječnici i sestre radili.
And doctors have compared their reports of what they saw with the actual medical records of what the doctors were doing at that time.
I liječnici su usporedili ono što su ti ljudi rekli sa stvarnom dokumentacijom onoga što su liječnici radili u tom trenutku.
And they find that the descriptions are correct.
I vidjeli su da su opisi točni.
Now this idea that a conscious self can temporarily separate from the body and then re-enter the same body leads to another idea.
Dakle, ta zamisao da svjesno ja može izaći iz tijela i zatim ponovno ući u tijelo otvara prostor jednoj novoj ideji.
That idea is the idea that a conscious self can leave one body and then enter a completely different body.
A ta je da svjesnost može izaći iz jednog tijela u potpuno drugo tijelo.
Of course, that's the idea of reincarnation.
Naravno, to je ideja o reinkarnaciji.
And there is some scientific evidence to support this idea.
A postoje i znanstveni dokazi koji mogu potkrijepiti tu zamisao.
It comes from psychiatric studies of past life memories.
One dolaze iz psihijatrijskih proučavanja sjećanja iz prošlog života.
Dr. Ian Stevenson and his colleagues have studied thousands of cases of past lives reported by young children.
Dr. Ian Stevenson i njegovi kolege proučavali su tisuće primjera izvještaja o prošlim životima koje su dala mala djeca.
In over 800 cases, they were able to verify the existence of the person the child claimed to have been in the past life.
I u gotovo 800 slučaja uspjeli su potvrditi postojanje osoba o kojoj su ta djeca pričala da su bila u prošlom životu.
So, if we want to talk about human origins, we have to talk not just about the chemicals, but also about mind and consciousness.
Dakle, ako želimo govoriti o podrijetlu ljudi, trebamo govoriti ne samo o kemikalijama, već i o umu i svjesnosti.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained that a human being has a gross physical body made of the ordinary material elements.
Dakle, Bhaktivinoda Thakur kaže da ljudsko biće ima grubo tijelo koje se sastoji od materijalnih grubih elemenata.
That's called the stula sharira. Then beyond that, there is a subtle body made of mind, intelligence, and ego.
Zatim je tu i subtilno tijelo sačinjeno od uma, inteligencije i ega.
To keep it simple, I just called it mind.
Da pojednostavim, to samo zovem umom.
But Bhaktivinoda Thakur calls that the sukshma sharira.
No, Bhaktivinoda Thakur to zove sukshma sharira.
Then beyond that, there is the conscious self, the atma.
I ponad toga tu je svjesno ja, odnosno atma.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur called that the nitya sharira.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur to je nazvao nitya
sharira. The eternal body. Or you could think about it in terms of a computer analogy.
Možemo o tome razmišljati u obliku kompjuterske analogije.
You can compare the gross physical body to the computer hardware.
Grubo materijalno tijelo možemo usporediti sa kompjuterskim hardverom.
You could compare the mind to the computer software.
Um možemo usporediti sa kompjuterskim softverom.
Which allows a user to interact with the hardware.
Koji dopušta korisniku da upravlja hardverom.
And you can compare the conscious self to the computer user.
A svjesno ja možete usporediti sa korisnikom računala.
Who uses the software, who consciously uses the software and hardware for particular purposes.
Koji svjesno koristi software i hardware za određene namjere.
So if we want to explain human origins, we have to understand where did all these things come from and how did they come together in the human form.
Stoga ako želimo razumjeti ljudsko porijeklo, trebamo shvatiti odakle su došle sve ove komponente i kako su se spojile u ljudskom obliku.
This leads to another idea.
To nas vodi do još jednog shvaćanja.
That we live in a multi-level cosmos.
Da živimo u multidimenzionalnom svemiru.
One level of the cosmos is dominated by ordinary matter and is inhabited by beings adapted to the conditions there.
Jedna razina je razina obične materije u kojoj se nalaze bića prilagođena životu u tom predjelu.
And that's where we find ourselves now.
I tu smo mi sada.
Beyond that, there's another level of the cosmos dominated by the subtle mental energies, and it's inhabited by beings adapted to the conditions there.
Iznad toga nalazi se dio suptilne mentalne energije koji je nastanjen bićima prilagođenima životu na tom predjelu.
People have different names for these beings.
I ljudi ta bića različito nazivaju.
They call them gods, goddesses, angels, astral beings.
Zovu ih bogovima, božicama, anđelima, astralnim bićima.
Beyond that, there is the level of pure consciousness or spirit.
Iznad toga je razina čiste svjesnosti ili duha.
Inhabited by beings adapted to the conditions there.
koje nas daju također na životu tamo.
So this idea of a multi-level cosmos is part of our Vedic cosmology. Yeah. Okay, we're switching. It's okay? Okay, this idea that we live in a multi-level cosmos is part of our Vedic cosmology.
Dakle, to shvaćanje da se nalazimo u multidimenzionalnom svemiru dolazi iz vedske kozmologije.
This painting shows how we get the teachings of the Bhagavad Gita.
Ova slika pokazuje kako smo dobili učenje Bhagavad Gita.
The teachings originate with Krishna, who exists on the level of pure consciousness or spirit.
Učenje dolazi od Krišne koji postoji na razini čiste svjesnosti, odnosno duha.
And his form is completely spiritual.
Njegov oblik je potpuno duhovan.
Then he gives the teachings to Vivasvan, who is a demigod existing on the level of the subtle material energies.
Zatim ta učenja daje Vivasvanu, polubogu koji postoji na razini suptilnih energija.
And Vivasvan has a conscious self, a soul that comes from the spiritual level of existence.
Vivasvan ima svjesno ja, odnosno dušu koja dolazi iz duhovnog predjela postojanja.
But that conscious self is covered by a form made mostly of the subtle material energies.
No, to svjesno ja prekriveno je oblikom koji je sastojan većinom od suptilnih energija.
Then from Vivasvan, the teachings of the Gita come to King Ikshvaku, a king on the earth planet.
Zatim od Vivasvana učenje dolazi do kralja Ikshvakua, koji je kralj zemaljskog planeta.
That's on the level of the gross material elements.
Što je na razini grubih materijalnih elemenata.
So Ikshvaku has a spirit soul that's covered by a subtle body made of mind, and by a gross physical body as well.
Dakle, Ikshvaku ima duhovnu dušu koja je njegovo duhovno ja, ali je prekrivena sa suptilnim tijelom, sačinjenim od uma i također sa grubim tijelom, sačinjenim od materije.
So, I propose we begin our existence on the level of pure consciousness or spirit.
Dakle, ono što ja kažem je da mi počnemo svoje postojanje na razini čiste svjesnosti, odnosno duha.
And there we exist in harmony with the source of all conscious beings, Krishna.
Gdje postojimo u harmoniji sa izvorom svih svjesnih bića, Krishna.
And it's possible to remain there.
I moguće je ostati tamo.
But as Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the beginning, we have independence, free will.
No, kao što Šila Prabhupada na početku kaže, mi imamo neovisnost, odnosno slobodnu volju.
So by misuse of independence, we can go down into the lower levels of the cosmos.
I zloupotrebom te neovisnosti možemo sići na niže razine svemira.
Some conscious selves may come down to the level of the subtle material energies.
Neka svjesna bića mogu doći na razinu suptilnih energija.
They may remain there as gods or goddesses or angels.
I mogu ostati tamo kao bogovi, božice i anđeli.
But then some conscious selves, they may go further down to the level of the gross material energies.
No, neka svjesna bića mogu još više sići do razine grube energije.
And such souls will be covered not just by mind, but by gross matter as well.
I takve duše neće prekriti samo um, već isto tako i gruba materija.
So that's what I mean by devolution.
I to je ono što mislim pod devolucijom.
We don't evolve up from matter, but down from spirit.
Mi ne evoluiramo prema gore iz materije, već silazimo, odnosno devoluiramo iz duha.
But it's a process that can be reversed.
No, to je proces koji se može preokrenuti.
Yeah, we begin with a form of pure consciousness or spirit.
Почнемо з обличчям чистої свідомості чи духа.
That original spiritual form can become covered by the lower energies of mind and matter.
Затим та ізвані облик духа може бути прикривен нижими енергіями субтильного ума і матерії.
But the conscious self can be purified. The coverings can be removed and consciousness can be restored to its original pure state.
Но свідомість се може повернути у ізвано чисте стання.
And there are different systems of yoga and meditation and prayer that are meant to do that.
І постає различні системи йоги, медитації, молитви, які нам у тому можуть допомогти.
In this age we practice the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So the purpose of that chanting is to restore consciousness to its original pure state.
Svrha mantrine je povratiti svjesnost u njezino izvorno stanje.
So so that is, there's one more part of the presentation, which is a report about a tour of India that I did when I introduced this book in India. But I don't know if we have time for that. We do. Okay.
Dakle, postoji još jedan dio ove prezentacije kada smo predstavljali knjigu po u Indiji.
Okay. So so ever since I wrote this book, I wanted to go to India.
Otkad sam napisao tu knjigu, želio sam ići u Indiju.
And introduce the book there.
I tamo predstaviti knjigu.
But first we had to do a special printing because the normal English version is very expensive for India.
No, morali smo napraviti neke prilagodbe s tiskanjem zato što je englesko izdanje malo preskupo za Indiju.
So, last year we brought out a special Indian edition that sells for a price that Indian people can afford.
I tako smo izdali izdanje koje izgleda tako da ga Indijci mogu se priuštiti.
So I went to 8 cities.
Posjetio sam 8 gradova.
You can see them: Kolkata, Mumbai, Bangalore, Coimbatore, Trivandrum, Chennai, Hyderabad, Delhi. Are like this: Kolkata, Mumbai, Bangalore, Coimbatore, Trivandrum, Chennai, Hyderabad, Delhi. So it took 2 months, but it was very, very interesting.
Trajalo je to 2 mjeseca, ali bilo je jako, jako zanimljivo.
The tour started in Calcutta.
Turneja počela u Kalkuti.
Which is where Srila Prabhupada was born.
Gdje je rođen Srila Prabhupada.
And this picture shows Srila Prabhupada at the Victoria Memorial in Calcutta.
I ova slika pokazuje Srila Prabhupada u Kalkuti.
We launched the book at the Bengal Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Pokrenuli smo to u Bengalskoj komori za trgovinu i industriju.
And there were about 150 of Calcutta's leading citizens there.
I tamo je bilo oko 150 vodećih građana Kalkute.
And the Alfred Ford was the chief guest. He introduced me.
Glavni gost koji me je najavio bio je Alfred Ford.
As many of you know, he's also a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. His name is Ambarish.
Kao što mnogi od vas znaju, on je učenik Srila Prabhupada i njegovo ime je Ambarish.
But he's also a member of this Ford Auto dynasty.
Ali isto tako i član te Fordovske dinastije.
So he gave a very nice introduction.
I dao je lijepi uvod.
And then I presented a talk about the book.
Zatim sam ja govorio o knjizi.
And I gave later a seminar on the book at the anthropology department of Calcutta University.
И касније сам о књизи причао на антрополошком одсеку за антропологију на Сеучилиште у Калкути.
And then I gave interviews for the reporters of all the big papers in Calcutta.
И затим сам дао интервјуе за новине, за главне новине у Калкути.
And tomorrow I'm giving interview for one of the big papers here.
А сутра ћу дати интервју за један од jedan od časopisa ovdje, novina ovdje.
But many nice articles came out.
Izašlo je mnogo lijepih članaka.
Origin of Species versus Vedic Devolution.
Podrijetlo vrsta suprotstavlja se vedskoj devoluciji.
Story on Man Who Challenges Darwin.
Priča o čovjeku koji izaziva Darwina.
Vedas versus Darwin.
Veda nasuprot Darwina.
Forbidden Truth.
Zabranjena istina.
And there were others as well.
Ima i drugih.
And they were all very positive
articles. I svi su bili jako pozitivni.
That millions of people read.
I pročitali su ih milijuni ljudi.
So when I was in Calcutta, I visited some of the places of Srila Prabhupada's pastimes.
Kada sam bio u Kalkuti, posjetio sam neka mjesta Srila Prabhupadinih zabava.
This is a house in the Ultadanga part of Calcutta.
Ovo je kuća u Ultadanga dijelu Kalkute.
And it was on the roof of this house that Srila Prabhupada first met his spiritual master.
I upravo je na krovu ove kuće Srila Prabhupada prvi put susreo svog duhovnog učitelja.
So that happened in the year 1922.
To je bilo 1922. godine.
So Srila Prabhupada at that time, he was a young man.
Srila Prabhupada je u to vrijeme bio mlad čovjek.
And his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, ordered him at that time to go to the Western world and spread Krishna consciousness.
A njegov duhovni učitelj, Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati, naredio mu je da ode na zapad i proširi svjesnost Krishne.
And that's why we're all sitting here today in Zagreb.
I zato svi mi sjedimo danas ovdje u Zagrebu.
Because in 1922 he got that order and then he followed it.
Zato što je 1922. dobio tu naredbu i slijedio je.
And then I went to Mumbai.
Zato sam otišao u Mumbai.
And there we launched the book at the Oxford bookstore.
I tamo smo predstavili knjigu Oxfordove knjižare.
And yeah, many people purchased books.
Mnogi su je kupili.
And then I spoke at the India Institute of Technology there.
I zatim sam govorio na Indijskom institutu tehnologije.
These IIT schools are some of the top scientific universities in India.
Te IIT škole jedno su od vrhunskih sveučilišta u Indiji.
And I spoke at other universities in Mumbai.
Govorio sam o drugim, na drugim sveučilištima u Mumbaiu.
And there was a very nice reception.
I bio je jako lijep prijem.
Then I went to Bangalore.
Zatim sam išao u Bangalore.
And there I spoke at the Indian Institute of Science.
Tamo sam govorio u Indijskom institutu znanosti.
It's another of the most famous scientific universities in India.
Još jedno od najpoznatijih znanstvenih sveučilišta u Indiji.
And then we had an event at the Oxford bookstore in the Leela Palace Galleria.
Zatim smo imali događaj u knjižari Oxford, u galeriji Leela Palace.
It's a very opulent place, this Leela Palace Galleria.
To je prilično otmjeno mjesto.
And then I was on Doordarshan, India National Television.
Zatim sam bio na Doordarshanu, Indijskoj nacionalnoj televiziji.
And when I came in the door, they had this big sign on the wall.
A kada sam došao, bio je taj veliki nazmov na vrat, na zidu.
And I was on some other television programs.
Bio sam na još nekim televizijskim programima.
And then I had in Bangalore interviews with many reporters, like the science reporter for this newspaper.
I tamo sam imao različite intervjue s različitim novinarima, kao ovim znanstvenim novinarom za ovaj časopis.
And this is the article that came out in that paper, the Deccan Herald, Evolution versus Devolution.
I to je članak koji je izašao u tim novinama, Evolucija nasuprot devoluciji.
And Mind over Matter.
Um nad materijom.
Humans existed more than 1 million of years ago.
Ljudska bića postojala su prije više od milijun godina.
And forbidden archaeologist.
Zabranjeni arheolog.
And all these articles were very, very positive.
I svi su ti članci bili jako, jako pozitivni.
You know, mentioning lots of things about the Vedas, my involvement with the Krishna consciousness movement.
Govorio sam puno o Vedama i o svojem djelovanju svjesnosti u pokretu za svjesnost Krišne.
Then I went to Coimbatore.
Zatim sam išao u Coimbatore.
And even before I came there, the newspapers were writing about me.
Čak i prije nego sam stigao tamo, novine su već pisale o meni.
Author to discuss man's devolution.
Autor će raspravljati o ljudskoj devoluciji.
And then when I got there, I had a press conference.
Zatim kada sam stigao tamo, imao sam konferenciju za novinare.
And then more articles came out in the papers.
I izašlo je još članaka u novinama.
Human beings devolve from supreme conscious self.
Ljudska bića devoluirala su iz vrhovnog svjesnog ja.
And I spoke at universities there.
Govorio sam na tamošnjim sveučilištima.
Then I went to Trivandrum in the far south of India in Kerala state.
Zatim sam išao u Trivandrum koji se nalazi na samom jugu Indije.
And I spoke for the science departments of the University of Kerala.
Govorio sam na znanstvenim odsjecima Keralskog sveučilišta.
I spoke at the Institution of Engineers.
Govorio sam i na Institutu inženjera.
And I spoke at medical colleges.
Na medicinskim koleđima
and other educational institutions.
I drugim obrazovnim institucijama.
And I was on several television programs.
Bio sam na nekoliko televizijskih programa.
They try to make me look pretty for that.
Pokušali su me uljepšiti za to.
Very hard to do.
Što je teško učiniti.
And was on another program.
I evo još jednog programa.
Amrita TV News. It was nice to see the book on, you know, television, so that people can learn about this.
Bilo je lijepo vidjeti knjigu na televiziji, jer su ljudi tako mogli saznati nešto o tome.
And I had more interviews with reporters there.
Imao sam još intervjua s tamošnjim novinarima.
And many nice articles came out in the newspapers there.
Izašlo je mnogo dobrih članaka u tamošnjim novinama.
Exploring the Vedic perspective to human antiquity.
Istraživanje vedske perspektive ljudske drevnosti.
And here they quote me: in the Vedas and Puranas, I found a picture of human history quite different from what I learned at school and college.
I ovdje su mi citirali da sam u Vedama i Puranama pronašao sliku o ljudskoj povijesti koja je puno drugačija od onoga što su naučili u školi i na fakultetu.
And when I was in Trivandrum, I visited some temples that were visited by Lord Chaitanya when he was in South India 500 years ago.
I tamo sam posjetio neke hramove koje je posjetio sam Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kada je bio u Indiji prije 500 godina.
For example, he came to this temple, the Padmanabha Swami temple in Trivandrum.
Na primjer, došao do ovog hrama, Padmanabha Swami hrama u Trivandrumu.
And he also went to this temple, the Janardana temple.
Otišli smo i do ovog hrama, Janardana hrama.
Then I went to Chennai.
Zatim sam otišao u Chennai.
And there I spoke at one of the main universities, the Anna University.
Tamo sam govorio u jednom od glavnih sveučilišta, sveučilište Anna.
And then I spoke at the IIT there.
Govorio sam na Indijskom institutu, tehnološkom institutu i tamo.
And We had events at bookstores.
I upriličili smo događanja u knjižarama.
And then here are some Indian film star Revati and then R. Bhanu Swami at this event.
I tu je i poznata filmska zvijezda Revati i naš Bhanu Swami.
And then I was at another bookstore in Chennai with another star, Anita Ratnam.
Bio sam na još jednoj knjižari sa još jednom zvijezdom, Anita Ratnam.
And there were, you know, articles in the newspapers.
I pojavili su se i članci u novinama.
Michael's theory of evolution.
Michaelova teorija evolucije.
And then I went to Hyderabad.
Zatim sam otišao u Hyderabad.
And we had some events in the bookstores there.
I također smo održavali programe i tamošnjim knjižarama.
And I like this one.
Ovo mi se posebno sviđa.
Maybe you can explain it for them. I don't know if they understand.
Why ape the West? Ape je reč koja znači oponašati, a isto vrijeme znači i majmun, tako da je to naslov koji na neki način dvoznačan. Znači zašto oponašati zapad, a isto vrijeme zašto majmunski imitirati zapad u tom smislu.
And I spoke at the universities in Hyderabad.
Govorio sam i na sveučilištima u Hyderabadu.
And I spoke at the Center for Cellular and Molecular Biology.
Govorio sam i u Centru za molekularnu i staničnu biologiju.
And this is one of the leading scientific research institutions in India.
To je jedan od vodećih znanstvenih istraživačkih instituta Indije.
And I gave a lecture for these scientists who work for the Defense Research and Development Organization.
Zatim sam održao predavanje za ove znanstvenike koji rade na istraživanju za obranu i razvojnu organizaciju.
And then I went to Delhi.
Zatim sam otišao u Delhi.
And I spoke at universities there.
Govorio sam na sveučilištima i tamo.
And gave more media interviews.
Dao još više intervjua.
And then I went to Vrindavan just to relax.
I zatim sam otišao u Vrindavan da se opustim.
But this these lectures I were giving in India are just a continuation of the lectures I've been giving all over the world.
No, da, predavanja koje sam davao u Indiji samo su nastavak predavanja koje sam davao diljem svijeta.
I've been speaking at some of the most famous scientific institutions in the world.
Govorio sam na nekima od najpoznatijih znanstvenih institucija na svijetu.
Such as the Royal Institution in London.
Kao što je Kraljevska institucija u Londonu.
You know, the Russian Academy of Science in Moscow.
Ruska akademija znanosti u Moskvi.
And then I've also been speaking at big international science conferences.
Isto tako i na velikim međunarodnim znanstvenim konferencijama.
Such as the World Archaeological Congress.
Kao što je bio Svjetski arheološki kongres.
And I've also been speaking at our own Bhaktivedanta Institute conferences.
Također sam govorio i na našim Bhaktivedanta konferencijama.
Like this one that was held in Rome in
2004. Kao na ovoj koja je održana 2004. godine u Rimu.
And then I've also been speaking at universities all over the world.
I govorio sam na sveučilištima diljem svijeta.
Maybe it's about 200 universities now.
Možda će već biti oko 200 sveučilišta.
So, what I'm proposing has some implications for education policy.
Ono što ja predlažem moglo bi imati nekog utjecaja na obrazovnu politiku.
And what I say is that alternatives to the Darwinian theory of evolution should be presented officially in the schools and universities.
Ono što ja kažem je da bi alternative Darwinovoj evoluciji trebale biti službeno predstavljene u udžbenicima za škole i sveučilišta.
Yeah, they can present the Darwin theory, but they should also present the alternatives.
Trebali bi predstavljati Darwinovu teoriju, ali bi isto tako trebali predstavljati i alternative.
So in India, one scientist wrote, "For the first time in the history of modern science, the authority of Darwinism theory has been challenged with a viable Vedic alternative."
I tako je jedan indijski znanstvenik rekao da je po prvi puta u povijesti moderne znanosti autoritet Darwinove teorije izazvan sa vjerodostojnom vedskom alternativom.
So I'm happy to be here in Croatia.
I drago mi je da sam ovdje u Hrvatskoj.
I know it's a short visit.
Znam da je kratak posjet.
But it's a very intense visit.
No, jako je intenzivan.
Because I'll be able to speak to the Croatian people through national television and the newspapers.
Zato ću moći govoriti Hrvatima putem nacionalne televizije i novina.
And I'll also be able to speak at one of the universities here.
I također ću moći govoriti na jednom od sveučilišta ovdje.
So I'm very grateful for that.
I na tome sam jako zahvalan.
So thank you. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So there are some copies of the book here if anybody okay. wants one and you don't have one yet.
Ako netko želi otisu i primjerci.
Yeah, as long as you like, you know, like when it's time to go, then. Okay. All right. So you can turn the lights on now if you like. Okay. All right, yes.
Dakle, je li moguće da su, čula sam na Bhaktivedanta institutu, da su kosti koje su pronađene možda iz prethodne Kali Juge, kosti dinosaura.
Devotees say so many things.
Dakle, toliko toga kažu.
But we want to hear from Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
Ali nas zanima Guru, Shastra, and Sadhu.
And then we can take it more seriously, I think.
I onda od toga možemo nešto zbiljnije dalje.
If they're from, it's possible they could be from some previous Kali Yuga, that's true.
Pa da, moguće je da su iz neke prethodne Kali Juge.
That's a possibility.
To je mogućnost.
But I don't know any direct statement of Srila Prabhupada or any of our acharyas or from Shastra that
no,
say
no.
that.
Nisam čuo ništa od Srila Prabhupada ili naših acharya ili Shastra što bi moglo to potvrditi.
So it's one of those things that maybe it's true, maybe it's not.
To je jedna od onih stvari koje su možda istinite, a možda i nisu.
Like in the beginning of the talk, you know, I put up a verse from Srimad Bhagavatam.
Na početku sam stavio stih iz Srimad Bhagavatama.
And there it directly says that human beings, plants and animals were present in the Svayambhuva Manvantara period.
I tamo je rečeno da su ljudska bića, životinje i biljke bile prisutne u doba Svayambhuva Manvantara.
So that means human beings were existing almost 2 billion years ago, according to Srimad Bhagavatam.
Što znači da su prema Srimad Bhagavatamu ljudska bića postojala i prije 2 milijarde godina.
So I can be certain about that.
Dakle, to mogu biti siguran.
But I don't have any statement from Srimad Bhagavatam that dinosaurs came from some previous Kali Yuga.
No, nemam nikakve izjave iz Srimad Bhagavatama da su dinosauri došli iz neke prethodne Kali Juge.
I mean, according to scientists, the dinosaurs became extinct about 65 million years ago.
Prema znanstvenicima, dinosauri su izumrli prije 65 milijuna godina.
And before that they existed for about 200 million years.
A prije toga su postojali oko 200 milijuna godina.
So maybe we could say they existed in the previous Manvantara period.
Možemo možda reći da su postojali u prethodnom dobu Manvantara.
So it needs some more research in terms of Shastra.
Trebalo bi više istraživati Shastra.
Something else?
Još ništa. Okay.
Yes.
Even though you gave them concrete evidence that these theories are not valid, how come that they still believe in their theories? Dakle, zašto, što je vaš zaključak, zašto znanstvenici dalje vjeruju u svoje teorije, čak i ako ste im predstavili takve čvrste dokaze?
Most of the things that people believe are wrong.
Većina stvari u koje ljudi vjeruju je pogrešna.
So it's not surprising that scientists also believe some wrong things.
Stoga ne iznenađuje da i znanstvenici vjeruju u krive stvari.
Why are they so attached to their theory?
Zašto su toliko vezani za svoje teorije?
I think there are several reasons.
Postoji nekoliko razloga.
One is it's human nature in material consciousness.
Jedan je taj što je to u ljudskoj prirodi i u materijalnoj svjesnosti.
For example, if I love somebody and then someone tells me something bad about the person I love, I don't want to accept it.
Na primjer, ako volim nekog i onda mi netko drugi kaže nešto loše o toj osobi koju ja volim, ja to neću htjeti prihvatiti.
I may even become angry at the person who tells me.
Možda ću se čak i razljutiti na osobu koja mi to kaže.
I think, oh, not my wife, not my girlfriend.
Mi ćemo reći, nećeš tako govoriti o mojoj ženi, o mojoj djevici.
So, today's scientists are very much in love with this Darwinian theory of evolution.
I današnji znanstvenici su poprilično zaljubljeni u tu svoju Darwinovu teoriju evolucije.
So when they hear something that goes against it, they don't want to believe it.
I kada čuju nešto što joj se protivi, ne žele u to vjerovati.
And they may even become angry at the person who says it.
Možda će se čak i naljutiti na osobu koja tako nešto kaže.
Now, another reason is this process of knowledge filtration.
Još jedan razlog je taj proces filtracije znanja.
Now, in most countries, the Darwinists have a monopoly in the education system.
U većini zemalja darvinisti imaju monopol nad obrazovnim sustavom.
Only their idea can be officially taught.
Samo njihova shvaćanja mogu se službeno poučavati.
So that makes it very difficult for someone who has gone through the official education system to take seriously an idea that is not mentioned in the official system.
Stoga netkome tko je prošao taj službeni obrazovni sustav možda teško prihvatiti zamisao koja ne dolazi iz tog sustava.
And that's one reason why I'm saying alternatives should at least be mentioned in the official education system.
I zbog toga ja kažem da bi se alternative trebale barem spomenuti u službenim obrazovnim sustavima.
Let's say in this country you have some small political party.
Na primjer, recimo da u ovoj zemlji imate neku malu političku stranku.
And it has some few seats in the parliament.
I ima nekoliko sjedišta u parlamentu, u saboru.
Now this small party, it may not run the government.
Možda ta mala politička stranka ne vodi sabor.
But at least they have a right to speak in the parliament.
Ali barem imaju pravo glasa.
And then who knows? Maybe someday they'll be part of the coalition. They'll be in the majority.
I jednog dana, tko zna, možda uđu u koaliciju pa budu u većini.
And somebody may vote for that small party.
Možda će netko i glasati za to malo.
Because they find their ideas interesting.
Zato što su im njihova shvaćanja zanimljiva.
But what if that party is outlawed?
No što ako ta stranka postane nezakonita?
You know, it's declared an illegal organization.
Proglase ilegalnom organizacijom.
Then people aren't going to take it seriously.
Ljudi neće ozbiljno shvatiti.
They may think, oh, if I say something about this party, then I'll be investigated, it'll be bad for me.
Na primjer, mogu reći, ako kažem nešto za tu stranku, moglo bi me istraživati, moglo bi biti loše za mene.
So today alternatives to Darwinism are outlawed in the official education system.
Danas su alternative darvinizmu nezakonite u suvremenom obrazovnom sustavu.
So that makes students who go through the official education system and scientists who are the product of that official education system, they may not want to have anything to do with the alternative idea because it's made illegal, you could say.
I stoga studenti koji prođu kroz taj obrazovni sustav i znanstvenici koji su proizvod tog obrazovnog sustava možda neće htjeti imati ništa s tim shvaćanjima koje su na neki način nezakonita.
So that's why I think it's important to try to get education officials to put the alternatives in the textbooks, allow them to be expressed officially in the classroom.
Stoga smatram da je važno da obrazovni službenici dopuste da se te alternative uvedu u učbenike i da se poučavaju na nastavi.
Because then you have the freedom to say, yes, I like this idea.
I onda imate tu slobodu da kažete, pa da, sviđa mi se ta zamisao.
It's easier to do that.
Lakše je to izvesti na taj način.
If it's part of the official curriculum.
Ako je dio službenog kurikuluma.
So I think that's another reason why those who go through this official education system, they're very attached to their idea.
Mislim da je to razlog zašto ti ljudi koji prođu kroz taj službeni obrazovni sustav, zašto su tako vezani za svoja shvaćanja.
Because the way the education system is organized, they're taught it's the only legitimate idea.
Jer je obrazovni sustav organiziran na taj način da se to poučava kao jedina ispravna zamisao shvaćanja.
And there's one more reason.
Postoji još jedan razlog.
And it has to do with power.
A on je vezan uz moć.
You know, there are different kinds of power in this world.
U ovom svijetu postoje različite vrste moći.
There's military power.
Vojna moć.
Economic power.
Ekonomska moć.
Political power.
Politička moć.
There's also intellectual power.
Ali isto tako i intelektualna moć.
It's a very subtle power.
Jako je suptilna.
But it's a very real one.
Ali je stvarna.
And we see that those who have a monopoly on power, they like to keep it.
A oni koji imaju monopol nad moći, oni je žele zadržati.
For example, if one political party has a monopoly in the political life of a country, it likes to keep its position.
Na primjer, ako neka politička stranka ima monopol nad političkim životom neke zemlje, ona želi zadržati taj svoj položaj.
You know, if one company has a monopoly in a certain sector of the economy, it wants to keep its position.
Ako neko poduzeće ima monopol nad određenim ekonomskim sektorom, onda želi zadržati taj svoj položaj.
Like Microsoft.
Kao Microsoft.
Or Apple, iPod,
ili
music.
Apple.
Or if one country has a position, or thinks it has a position of monopoly, you know, being the military superpower of the world, it wants to keep its position.
Ako neka zemlja ima ili misli da ima monopol nad vojnom i nad vojskom, onda želi zadržati taj svoj položaj u svijetu.
So if one party in the world of science has a monopoly in the education system and the scientific institutions, it wants to keep its position.
I ako određena obrazovna grana ima određen monopol u obrazovnom sustavu, onda želi zadržati taj svoj položaj.
But sometimes we see there are revolutions in politics.
No, ponekad vidimo revolucije u politici.
There are revolutions in the economy.
Revolucije u ekonomiji.
So there can also be revolutions in science.
Pa isto tako revolucije u znanosti.
Okay. Sridhar Prabhupada ki jai.